It's time now for our final dad a day before we do our grand prize drawing. His name's Jeff. He's from Dana Point. We're going to call him now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jeff?
It is.
Hi, Jeff. This is Tyler. I'm calling from the local radio station KX93.5. And your wife, Erin, nominated you for a little contest we're doing.
Okay.
Did she tell you anything about it?
No, she didn't.
All right. Let me fill you in if you don't mind.
Okay.
So every day in June up until today, we've been honoring a different dad in celebration of Father's Day. It's our Dad a Day contest where loved ones go on our website and write a little bit about the men in their lives. And we select a different dad every day. And today you are our dad.
Oh, great.
Cool,
thank
right?
You.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you what you get for doing this. But first, I'm going to read what Erin had to say about you to you. Okay.
Okay.
So here's what Erin said about you, Jeff. I think Jeff is beyond deserving of this special treat as he is completely selfless, always putting me and our two kids first and intentionally raising them to have a life of integrity. One of the most honorable qualities he displays is leadership while remaining in humility. Jeff has mentored and met regularly with a few young men over the years to coach them on having a life of integrity and having their priorities in order. When our two children were young, he was traveling 75% of the time, and while he was preaching family was a priority, he felt a strong conviction. Jeff ended up resigning and took a huge pay cut to live what he believed. During those years, he took each one of our children individually on a mission trip to Russia. They visited orphanage and saw the devastation of communism, and to show them their life in Dana Point is beyond not normal. The impact from those trips have led to lead our now 15 and 17-year-old to other countries to serve and be a blessing to others. Jeff is a blessing to those who know him, and he pours his gifts into so many. What an honor it is to be by his side.
Wow.
What would you like to say about Erin or about your kids while we have you?
Well, I mean, obviously it's just an honor being a dad and a husband. So, I mean, so many people talk about family being first, but I mean, I just feel fortunate to be in a leader position, but more importantly, just to serve them and to love them.
And what did opening their eyes up globally, like Erin talked about, what did that do for your kids?
I mean, I think there's so many kids here that live in the only place that refers to itself by a county that I know of in the United States. And I think most kids don't have a global worldview. And so what I think it did is, first of all, they appreciate what they have more, but also they realize that they can pour into other people's lives and make a difference where, you know, it's always easy to write a check, but it's not always as easy to do something to make a difference.
Yeah. So what is your 17-year-old going to go on to do? Does he or she have a college plan and all that yet?
We're working through that. but she's definitely, it's a she, but she's, I mean, they're both kids are going to Bahamas in a month or a little less than a month to serve the underserved there in the poor communities.
Wow.
But, you know, like one of my things is like, it's whether it's here or abroad is how do you make a difference in other people's lives, especially those that are less fortunate?
Yeah. Well, you sound like a great dad with a great family, and we're really proud to honor you. And I'll tell you, you get a little something. If you go by Hobie Surf Shop in Laguna, you're going to get a prize package from them. You're going to get a hat, a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, and a few other things. And you're also entered to win our grand prize drawing, which will include a staycation at the ranch in Laguna Beach, a haircut at the Den, and a few other things as well.
Great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So we're glad to do this. This is our last day of honoring dads, and you're among the last. So we issue you a big congratulations, Jeff.
Okay, great.
Right,
thank
bud.
You so much.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.